You're listening to a Peak Media production.
And now, coming to you from the Windy City, it's the Daily Dime with your host, Tim Keller.
Welcome in, everyone, to this Friday edition of the Daily Dime. Today is May 17th, and we have another great day to talk about sports, so let's jump right into it. Last night in the NBA, we had just one game, and it was Game 6 between the Nuggets and the Timberwolves in Minnesota. Denver jumped out to a 9-2 lead, and it looked like they might close out this series, but then Minnesota flipped the switch and only allowed 5 points the rest of the first quarter, and only 61 for the rest of the game, in another defensive masterclass that they would go on to win by 45, 115-70. Anthony Edwards was great again, scoring 27 with a plus-minus of plus 43, in just 34 minutes. Jaden McDaniels also had a great game, adding 21 of his own, and he also had 2 blocks on the defensive end. Jokic had 22-9, and Aaron Gordon was the only other player to score in double figures for the Nuggets, as they will now head back to Denver for Game 7 in one of the more intriguing series that we've seen as of late. Minnesota has been so great defensively in some of these games, just blowing the Nuggets out, but then in the others, Jokic has been so dominant where it just looks like he can't be stopped. So we kind of have the classic unstoppable force versus immovable object for Game 7 on Sunday, and I'm super excited to see how this one's going to wrap up. Over to the NHL, we also had just one game last night as the Hurricanes hosted the Rangers in Raleigh. We'll skip right to the third period where Carolina had a 3-1 lead before giving up a hat trick of goals to Chris Kreider and then an empty netter as the cherry on top as the Hurricanes pull a true Golden State Warriors, blowing a 3-1 lead and the series in the process. With the win, the Rangers advance to the Eastern Conference Finals and will face the winner of the Panthers-Bruins series. The Panthers can close that one out tonight in Boston as they lead the series 3-2. And then we also have Game 6 between the Stars and the Avalanche tonight in Colorado. Dallas leads that one 3-2, and if they're able to win on the road, they will advance to the Western Conference Finals and play the winner of the Canucks and the Oilers, who play Game 6 tomorrow. Over to the WNBA, Caitlin Clark and the Indiana Fever hosted the New York Liberty and got absolutely smashed 102-66. Clark only scored 9 points with 7 boards and 4 assists, going just 2-for-8 from the field and 1-for-7 from 3. Brianna Stewart was awesome in this one as she scored 31 points and added 10 rebounds as well in the blowout. In the MLB, we only had 6 games last night, with the first being the Astros beating the A's 8-1 in Houston for their 5th straight win. The Pirates squeaked out a win over the Cubs 5-4 in Wrigley, and the Rays beat the Red Sox 7-5 thanks to a 2-run 9th to break the tie. The Mets also beat the Phillies 6-5 in extras. The Yankees shut out the Twins 5-0, and the Reds beat the Dodgers 7-2 thanks to a massive day from Ellie De La Cruz as he finished 4-for-4 while stealing 4 bases, scoring 3 runs, and adding an RBI as well. We also have some breaking news this morning. Right as we're recording this, Scottie Scheffler has been detained outside of the Valhalla Golf Club before round 2 of the PGA Championship. Not many of the details have come out yet, but it sounds like there was some sort of misunderstanding about Scottie trying to get onto the property through what appeared to be an increased police presence after a bus allegedly hit and killed a pedestrian. So just some craziness in Kentucky this morning. And at the moment, no one knows if Scottie's going to even be able to play today or the rest of the weekend. All of the tee times have been delayed due to that initial accident with the pedestrian in the bus. So he should have some extra time to get back to the course, but who knows what's going to happen. This is just crazy right now. He seems to be in police custody. And we'll keep following this one throughout the rest of the morning and see what develops. But as of now, it doesn't seem like this is going to end super great for Scottie, or I would imagine the cops. It's just not a great look for the police there. So we'll see what happens, but just absolutely wild story here on this Friday morning. But with that, we will just about wrap it up for this Friday episode of the Daily Dime. As always, thank you for listening, and if you would, please consider subscribing and rating 5 stars on Apple, Spotify, or wherever else you may listen to your podcast. We'll talk to you guys next week. Have a good weekend. We'll see you.